Okay. The topic for today is the din of Gersh Niskaya Chazal Shnol Adami. This din appears in Shas four times, all in Tachas Yivamos, in Daf Beis, Daf Memches, Daf Samach Beis, and Tzadi Zayin. And I want to analyze a little bit what this means, what the Makor is. So in terms of the Makor, there's a fairly well-known Ksav Sofer in Avodah Zarah. It's printed on Daf Ayin Gimel in the Fusim, it's really on Daf Samach Dalid, where he writes that Yagati Harbei Vilamatsasi Minale Larabanan Hai the Katan Shinolaj Umutar Bachoso Vito Vima. He says he looked very carefully and he wasn't able to find a marker for this din of Gerish Niskay Katan Shinolad. The Gemara says it as a davar pasha, but it doesn't provide a marker for the halacha. And today we live in an era of computers and we have encyclopedias, so we're midgets on the shoulders of giants, so the Chassam Sofer didn't find a marker, but you type it into the computer and right away you have a number of Marim Mekomos for this din. So one of them is the Ravan. It could be it was Ksav Yad at that time. I'm not even sure if it existed. But the Ravan in Yivam Tzachaf Beis brings a marker. Vasmach, the first verse in the sheet, Vasmach to Lekir Nizkayer, Sistan Asmachta. Vivas Nefesh also Bukhara. The Pasuk says by Avram Avinu that he was Mizgayer, the people in Haran, asher also b'Haran. For me, it's Shabbat. Avram and Gaiyer is Anoshim, the Sarah is Anoshim. Who pasuk made Avram and Sarah shigirum asu osam, right? V'lo yoldehem. Who were the parents? Avram and Sarah were the parents. Gerish niskay katan shenola dami. And this is also what the Ravid Hazav, who was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon, who lives in Vilna. Writes also on the pasuk in Bereishis, Nefesh Asa B'Charon. He writes that this is the makor. He doesn't quote the Ravan again; probably didn't have it. But this is one makor. Additionally, there's a makor found in the Rizvan Yivamos in the Chesam Beis, where the Gemara there quotes this machlokas of the Gersh and Iskay Kadosh and Oladami. It seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara if this is if we hold to this principle. We'll see soon what that means exactly, but. The Gemara quotes the din of Gerish Niskayer, and then it quotes a pasuk in Rut. Yishalem Hashem Polech B'tiyam Tzkorotech Shleimam Im Hashem. Okay, Yisrael Asher Bas Lachsos Takas Kanafa. That Rut is told that she is doing the right thing, and she should get the scarf for the fact that she came into the Jewish faith. And the Ritva there quotes Mori Harav Pirish to Suyler of Yosi. This pasuk is coming to. The help of Yossi who says Gersh Niskayer Kadosh Noladami, Asher Bas Hayom LaOlam. The Gersh Niskayer Kadosh Nolad is the drasha of the pasuk Asher Bas Hayom. Right, you came today. It's like you're recreated now because you're a Kadosh Nolad. So again, we have a Rishon here, the Rebbe of the Ritva, quoting a makor or an asmachta for this day. Likewise, the Baal Torah LaTorah. And the pasuk in Dvarim, Perchav Dalid, pasuk Yitzayin, comments that the pasuk there says that a ger is a yosam. The pasuk says, "Losata mishpat ger yosam." Don't pervert the mishpat of a ger yosam. Well, what's a ger yosam? So says the Baal Turim, "Lomar ger vi yosam." It doesn't say a ger and a yosam. Lomar lechasher ger shinskarish kadosh shenol dami. Every ger is a yosam. Every ger loses his parents through the ger process. And lastly, there's a makor in the Meshech Chochma in Dvarim Perek Hey Pasuk Chavav, where the Torah tells us that after Matan Torah, Hashem told the Jewish people through Moshe, Lech Emor Lehem, tell the Jewish people, Shuvu Lechem Lo Lechem, go back to your tent. So the Meshech Chochma says, what do you mean? Why do they have to go back to their tent? So the Gemara Beit has a famous drasha, Davar Shem Minyan, Tzorech Minyan Achel Atiro. Hashem answered them. Al Tikshul Isha before Matan Torah, so he has to have a heter to tell them they're allowed to stay, go back to their wives. But the Meshech Chochma says, no, what the Pasuk is saying is that even though the Jews were married to Arias before Matan Torah, right, the Gemara says that Amr married his aunt. You can't marry your aunt. So Moshe was a mamzer. No, it was before Matan Torah. Shuvu Lachem Lalecha means that Amram was allowed to go back to live with his wife, because they're all. Gerim, they weren't related to one to another. Right? The source over here, the source number 4 on the sheet, says just the last line, Val Korchach, the Gersh and Skarik Kadosh Shinol Dami, right? The din of Shuvu Lachem Lalecha means that you're now allowed to be with your wife, even if your wife was an Erva beforehand. Okay. So here we have a number of interesting makoros for this halacha of Gersh Niskarik Kadosh Shinol Dami. Maybe they're asmachos, maybe they're dinim deraisas. Kashas is a dinim deraisas. The fact that a ger, let's say, is allowed to marry his sister midaraisa after he converts is a dinim deraisas. Well, how do you need a makor midaraisa? So we have various makoros here for this halacha. And it seems that these makoros might point to different understandings of this halacha. When you say Gersh Niskarik Kadosh Shinol Dami, what does that mean? Does that mean that the ger, it just doesn't have kurva? It's technically, it doesn't really mean what it says. It doesn't mean he's mamash kadosh shinol dami. It means that he's not related to his relatives anymore. He can mate on them. He can marry them either way. Or you say, no, take it literally. Gersh niskarik kadosh shinol dami. He's mamash, he's reborn, right? Today people go to prison and then they want to, get freed so they have good behavior and they're reborn. They're born again. So maybe every ger is born again. So it could be telling on these makaros, namely, if you assume that the makar is like the Ravan, that it's hanefesh or osu b'charon, Himamish is recreated. He's recreated. It's a total transformation. Whereas if you take the other makaros I brought, right, the Baal Turim, a ger is like a yasim, he lost his parents. Or the Meshach Chachma, a ger can stay married to Tein Erva. It's all done in kurva, it's all done in, familial, relationships. So you lost your kurva. But it doesn't really mean it's a complete transformation. So we're going to get to that very soon. Okay. We want to say what?
The Gemara actually was named Ma'ageir.
Right.
The subset because of things that happened but not for you, so.
Right.
Like because the show asked from the contact of Kapashkin or wasn't
what
should be enough, and then some say no, it's because of things that are Mikhail Ahaba.
Right, so what do you want to say?
Perhaps the course of the Madhav that you and Nash are things that happened before the Gavis, so it shows you that really it's not reborn again. Because,
Very good. So that's exactly what I was going to say. The first Nachmina, Onshin. The Gemara in your Bamla stuff in Chesam Beis quotes this Machlokas. It's excellent, it's 100%. They say if you meet people on the path, then you're not lost. But nobody else is on the path, so you got to wonder. So anyway, the Gemara here, one of the sources for this statement of Gersh Niskayer is the Gemara Yivamos Memches. Nafkumina Aleph. Gemara Yivamos Memches Mabez, Rabbi Chanina, Benoshal, Vino, Shalom Gamlil, Omer, Rechneima, Gerim, Zazem, Unim, why do Gerim suffer? Because they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs when they were goyim. They were goyim. They stole. And they converted, so they still have, this debt from when they were violating the mitzvahs when they were goyim. V'yosi omer gersh niskayer kadosh shinol dami. No, that can't be the reason, because the gersh niskayer is kadosh shinol dami. So what David is suggesting is that maybe this is gufa machlokas, right? Theoretically, you could have said the machlokas is whether or not you hold to the sin of gersh niskayer. But it seems a bit, drastic to say that, because what do you mean? Rav Yossi is going to say that a ger can't marry a sister, and a ger is possible edus for his brother. That's not true. So Pashas, the machlokas is more limited, and they're arguing at this very point: is Gersh Niskayer a total, a total rebirth? And therefore, what he did, before he was a Jew, is totally irrelevant. He's not going to be chayiv on the surim. He won't be punished for the surim that he violated then. Or you say, no, this is just in kurva. He loses his familial, relations. But he doesn't, he's not reborn. And therefore, he has outstanding, chovos for the averas he did. So he'll be liable and be punished for those averas that he committed before he converted. Okay. Another nafkamina. The Mishnah in Zavim in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel speaks about the fact that for a person to be Tamim Bezav, he can't have had seen Keri within 24 hours. If he saw Keri, then he becomes a Zav. We're worried that the Zav isn't really Zav, it's just, a continuation of the Keri. he won't be matam bezav if he saw keri within 24 hours. And the Mishnah says that if a ger, a goy, saw keri, and then he converted, so then we see zav, the next minute, he becomes a zav. So why is that? So the Rambam, Perush Mishnah is right, source number, Nachmina number 2, if a kfar bi'arnu, kamet pa'amim, she'ein ha'goyi matam bezav, amin ha'torah, the klal who would explain to a ger, she'in skari, kodesh, and all the tamim. In mashkichin be'uma al matzav ha'kodin. L'sikach in choshtin l'keri sh'arach shu goy. Right? Says the Rambam that the fact that the goy saw the keri and then he converted, all that is irrelevant. Right now we see Zav, he's kekadosh and olad. We look at him as if he was reborn. Other Rishonim give different explanations for this halacha. Halacha Mishnah, Nechilchas Mechusse Kapara, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Dalid. It points out the Rashi and Tosafot have different interpretations for this. So it could be this is the machlokas. How do you look at a ger? Is it a total transformation? And therefore I'll say, the keri saw, it wasn't keri, now he's a, you know, a Jew, and everything starts again. Or you say, no, that's just din kurva. He lost his, you know, the relations he had to his family. But he's not mamish or katan shenola. Likewise, there's a din that Gemara tells us in Sotan, the Chavav, that a woman who committed adultery is usher forever to the Boel and to the Baal. So there's a big chalos showing what happens if the Baal was a guy. A woman committed, she had an affair with a guy, and the guy converts. Can the woman marry this Boel who was once a guy and now is a Jew? So there's a famous sheet of Rei Tam in Ksubas of Gimel where he says that it's mutter because the guy's Dia is in the Chiyuv Misa, and there are different discussions in the Rishonim about this. But Rabbeinu Chiel brought in the Mordechai Sanhedrin says that it's mutter, he passed on here with Rabbeinu Tam, but for a different reason. So the reason we hold that a goy who had committed adultery and then converts can marry the woman that he committed adultery with is because he was a goy, and now he's a kadosh nola, he's a new person. So what happened in the past is irrelevant. Achein Rabbeinu Chiel, also Maisik Rabbeinu Tam, he matir the woman to marry the adulterer. Lomi Tamei. Rather, the reason for Rabbi Yechiel was the sphere lay the gersh niskayer ki kadesh and ola tami vahi shaita lav bar yitzurehi. So again, here too, whether or not you accept Rabbi Yechiel's chiddush to explain Rabbi Yechiel's din is dependent on a chakira. If gersh niskayer kadesh and ola tami just means that he lost his relations to his family, so then there's nothing to talk about. Lamaisa, he's the boel. If you say he's totally reborn, so then Yesh Lodin, maybe Rabbeinu Chiel says makes sense. That now he's a new person, and therefore the old is in the ball, that's not applied to him. Yeah.
In terms of here, though, that might be in terms of the Isser, but don't we say that he's Chai Misa? If he was Ish Bishal, the Goyuso, and then convert, so he's still putting death in love, literally.
Well, the Tosfos, in terms of Anshin, so there's 2 days in the Gemara Yevamos, what then is Anshe Shemayim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about Anshe Bezdin.
Right.
So it had not been Nishtana Dino. If it's Nishtana Dino, the Gemara Sanhedrin has a discussion about this, that for technical reasons, usually you can't punish a guy who converts, because usually it's Nishtana Dino. If it had not been Nishtana Dino, Inachanavi would punish him, yeah.
So there is something that remains.
Right, so you're touching on an important point. You're saying
over there, what's the say between Onshi Shemayim?
Right, right. So you're touching on an important point. You're pointing out that what does it mean that he's totally, Katan Shadola? Nobody's going to say he's Mamish Katan Shadola. We're going to get that soon. So we have to, I guess, have a a range, if you will. How much Katan Shadola is he? Is it just for Kurva? Is it total? Total can't be total, as you're pointing out, because Baharaya of Anshish Bezdin, you're certainly going to punish him had not been for the technical problem with Shana Dino. So it's an important point we're going to get back to.
The fact that the post you bring down, that you can change the name of someone that's Magaya or change your Balchuba's name, does that also arrive that it could be like Mamish Nishtana, that it's really like this, even like a Shina Hashem?
It could be, in Echanami. Could be. I mean, he never had a halachic name before, so I don't know if it's necessarily, such a chiddush.
Why does the Zav recognize Goyish's
name? I'm not sure.
Just throwing out there, maybe it's
It could be. The law of Nafkamina is, the question of Nafkamina is to give us more, you know, to work with. Some of them are cute. If you look here in Nafkamina number Vav, Rav Shaul Nathanson, the author of the Shaul Meshiv, wondered, you know, if a ger is a guy who's 75 years old. So now, he was a guy last week. So the Yevachiv to stand up for him, because maybe he's only a week old, because he's Kaddish and older than me. So the fact that he's willing to entertain that, you know, possibility is pretty mind-boggling. You know, he's chief to stand up for an old elderly individual over 70. This person 75. No, but he's only a week old because he was converted last week. He's reborn. It's pretty wild, right? Similarly,
what does it mean he has 13 years until he gets like
a high mitzvah? Right, high mitzvah right away. We don't say that he's not high mitzvah until 13 years after Geirus. That would be a big kula, right? You wouldn't have to deal with all the issues of Geirus in your head to sell you, but 13 year. So it's a pretty wild that they're entertaining these possibilities. So what I'm trying to point out is that it's hard to really believe that it's not Amish Kaddish and Oladami, like you were saying before. At the same time, this idea is being brought up to explain certain halakha. So if you look at the Nafkamina number Hey, there's a focus on the Gemara Gittin, Nafkam Gimel Amud Beis, by Chati Shifra, Chati Baskarin, that was Mekudeshes. So then, and then she was Nishtachra. So she was Chatzi Baskarin, that had Kedushin. She was a Shifcha Harufa. And then the half of that was a Shifcha was freed. So there's a Chokos Gemara, if the Kedushin on the Tzad Ben Chorin is Gomru, it continues, or it's Paku, or it's dissolved. So the Man Amar says that the Kedushin is Paka, so Rashi explains there on the spot that the woman is now a Kaddish Anolad. She's Kaddish Anolad, therefore the Kedushin is somehow Paka. So what does that mean? It might say half of her, she was still half Baskarin before. So Chasam Sofer writes over there, Nafkamina number 5, Tzarech Lomar, Tzarecheruz Nami Havik Kaddish Anolad, Zemikarom Niskadish Elohi Basham, Vatar Royal Niskadish Lechaiv Aldea Misa. So before this woman, if she committed adultery, she wouldn't be Chaiv Misa, she was a Shifcha Harufa, it's Malkus. But now that she's totally freed, her Tzad Shifchas has been freed as well, so now the Kedusha is Paka, right, because she's now a different type of person. So again, you see the Mepharshim, the Rishonim, and even Achronim using these ideas of Kaddish and Olad in very extreme ways. At the same time, it's Davar Pashut, as we mentioned, that you can't have a total extreme when it comes to this issue. So, for example, Goy owes somebody $1 million. So he has a good Eitza. He's going to miss Kair. You know, the shame moment. Why is the shame moment? New person. New identity. He doesn't owe anybody anymore. It's ridiculous, right? It's a posture that if you owe money to somebody and you convert, you have to pay back the money. Similarly, you know, a person who converts doesn't have to be, you know, he doesn't have to reacquire all his nechassim. You don't say that everything's hefker, right? The ger dies without any krovim, so everything's hefker. So we don't say that a person who becomes a ger, everything's a hefker, he should just, you know, go and take his things. It's ridiculous. So l'chari, you have to say that when it comes to the definition of ger shen iskari kaddish and oladami, either it's a very basic definition, a very limited definition of, you know, it's just an inkurva. It just affects family. He loses his family. Or you say, no, it affects other Dinei Torah. It affects Yisurim, it affects Mitzvot. But it's not going to affect Ma'onos. Right? You have to say that. So even if you have the more ambitious, you know, reborn again, in definition of Kaddish and Oladami, L'chara, it can't be that ambitious, because L'maisi is the same person he was yesterday in terms of the Ma'onos. Meaning the person was a guy, he owned the kelim. Now he converted. So can he use the kelim without being told of them? So what do they say? That he's kaddish and olad. So it's like it's.
I think it's machlokas to poker. Rosh Hashanah spoke about this. It's machlokas to poker is my name, but he was astounded that until 75 years ago, nobody ever wrote about this topic.
So what are they? I assume most of the kelim are trafe. Usually the kelim are trafe. Yeah. Either way, the question is you can kasher them. You have to tell them. You have to tell them. So what's the story? How does it play out in terms of the chakira? That if it's kaddish and olad, that he's not reborn again. So then what?
Then what? Then when?
So that, then you would say that you were chiyah tefila.
The kelim
just new kelim. So they're not. If you say that he's to say were his kelim, the kelim still going. No, the question is because Yesh Me'ayim work. I mentioned before the Din of Tumah V'Tahara, I mentioned the Din of Zav. There's a similar question when it comes to the world of Torah. Let's say Goy had a Nega, then he converted. So how do you look at that Nega? Do you say that we restart the clock? Do, you know, so there's a Tosefta in the Goyim that distinguishes between Nigei Adam versus Nigei Batim and Kelim and Begadim. So Nigei Adam, we restart the clock. But when it comes to Nigei Batim and Nigei Begadim, then we don't. So that, I think, points to this the Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And the Sefta is quoted by the Rash. The Sefta in Perek Zayin is quoted by the Rash in Perek Yud Beis, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. So this idea of saying that maybe you're a Kaddish Nola but your money isn't, I think makes some sense. It has to be worked out more. So you're saying it's raising important afmina of Tzilas Kelim. Interesting. Thank you. Now, what I want to do now is highlight the fact that even when it comes to Dine Kurva, it still seems pretty clear that a ger isn't totally a Kaddish Nola. Even in terms of Kurva, we say, well, convert, you lose your parents. You're no longer related. You lose your children. You lose your brothers, your sisters. Is that so obvious? Is that a kfiya that's totally accurate, or is it more complicated? So some of the halachas are pretty clear. The Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Beis tells us that midoraisa you can marry your sister. Midrabanan you can't. Midoraisa you can testify about your brother. Right? He's not your brother. There's a din in the Gemara Kedushin Yudzayin of Beis that midoraisa a ger doesn't yarshin his father, even though a goy is yorish of his vartara. A ger midoraisa isn't. Rabbanan again, you know, Shem Yaksel Suro, but Midraisa, the Ger is no Yerusha to his father. He's not related. Likewise, the Gemara learns from this week's Parsha, Veshavel Mishpachto, that Eved Ivri, a Ger can't be sold as Eved Ivri. Because Shavel Mishpachto, you need Mishpacha. Ger is not Mishpacha. A Ger is Tikata Shinola. So these halachas pretty clearly tell us that Ger loses his family bond. At the same time, it seems that there are other halachas that point to the fact that Lamaisa, he still has, you know, some type of connection to those individuals who he used to be related to. He might not be technically related to them, but there are halakas that are affected from the fact that he once had parents, that he once had children, etc. So, for example, the Gemara in Yevamos HaSamach Beis Amud Aleph tells us that if a person had children and then converted, so according to Yochanan, he's a Chaim Puruvu. He doesn't have to have more children. This is actually Machusin Rilchan and Rishlakish. Rishlakish says, no, it's Kaddish and Olad. Kaddish and Olad have new children. Those children are gone. And Rilchan says, no, he still has children. He has children. And likewise, the Gemara says, the Machusin Rilchan and Rishlakish, if a ger has a son, but he had children before, is that new son, the first Jewish son he has, is that son a Bechor Lenachla? So Rav Yochanan says, no, Ma Pitom, he had children before. And Rav Yochanan says, no, he's a Kaddish Nolad, he's a Bechor Lenacha. Even though he has older siblings who aren't Jewish. So, again, what's the Machalkas in Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan? So, again, Misfari could have said, the Machalkas, you hold of this concept of Gersh and his guy, Kaddish Nolad. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold of it. Problem is that, how can that be? Rav Yochanan agrees to the dinim we mentioned before, that a ger, you know, can marry his sister, and a ger can be made on his brother, etc. So Tosfos right there on the spot, if you look here in the second side of the sheet, Tosfos, Yevamos HaSamach Beis Amud Aleph, writes, V'afal gav, so in the Chamed Dvarim Amrina, and the Gersh Niskari Kaddish Shal Adami, Yikol Mokom, Yistav Relei Lerav Yochanan Hacha, Kevin de V'nichar Yuso Kiyem, Zazarem Yuchtachar, since the Goy had children when he was a Goy, and his children are his children, V'osa Sha'ah, Nifter Nami Kshniskai. Since he had children then, he becomes Potter from having more children once he's Niskai. So the Hagdara here isn't so clear. I think what Tosfos is driving at is that certain dinim are telling Metzias. If you have children, so you're Potter Puruvu. Right? Had the children died, you'd have to have more children. The children are alive, they're just going, but they're here. So you see that even though you're not related to your children, you can testify on your children, a goy can marry his daughter midrashah, and yet he has a child. So therefore, when it comes to Puravu, he's potter. Likewise, there's an interesting din that Rashi mentions in Yevamos from Chesam and Aleph, that's a big debate among the Rishonim. Rashi writes in Lishna Achrina, in explaining the Gemara there, Rashi's second interpretation of the Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us that a goy who has a son and the goy converts, he can't eat Korban Pesach because he has a son who's an Aral. The son's a goy. A man converts with a young child, right? Banu Ketanim. So the father can't eat Korban Pesach even though he's Jewish because he has a son who's a goy who's an Aral. So the Rishonim jump in Rashi, well, how could that be? The son's not Jewish. So the Tosfos Rishonim, for example, writes, Tosfos Rishonim Hashalim, Beloni Hira, Shari Gavi Ger, Afilu Banim Ketanim, In Ma'akivin, Velecho, Shari Ger, Shizkari, Kadosh Nola Adami, V'kumo She'en Lo Banim, Im Kein Ein Shrum Banim, Ma'akvin Oso, just like he doesn't have children, so too, how can his non-children, non-halachic children, Ma'akiv? If you look at Evan Ezel, Hilchos Avadim, Perichet, Halachachav, Evan Ezel says, no, we pass on Rav Yochanan, you're Yosef Puravu with these children. If you're Yosef Puravu with children you had because you so, so too, they can Ma'akiv you from eating Korban Pesach. So that's a pretty wild application. The point being that the ger is miskayer, and yet the fact that he has children, b'mitzias, means that he was mechayev puravu. It means that his next child won't be a bechor. It means that the child may be ma'akev him from eating a korban pesach. Similarly, the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Samechei Os Tes raises the sofik if a child who's a ger katan is really, and his parents were Megayer, the whole family Geiris, the parents Megayer, the children Megayer, so technically he's not related to his father, because they're all Geirim, they're all Kaddish Noah. But maybe the child won't have a din of a Yosom. So the Yimu Supak, says the Mechaz Chinuch, Im Geirish Niskayer Bona Fiktani Imo, the Ava Pidine Torah Ein Lam Shum Kurva to Kaddish Noah, I mean, Mikol Mokom Efshar the Eino over Velav Zid the Yosom, right, the Isra, the special Isra of Ana Yosom won't apply. Tatam Deheim Teshushe Koach. Why is there a special Isser, you know, to protect the Yisomim? Because they're weak. Kvoshkaz of Rav Mechaber. The Kanbe Emes Yesh Lo Av Shomid Bifanov. Rak Lutini Torah. There's a cause of Ein Anechsha of Laav. Aval Ein Hu Tash Koach. He Omid Avura. Now, the Chetzchirach knows, the number of Pashas, that if you have a Chomid son, there's a Yosom, and they have an Apitropos who's watching over the kid, adopted parents. So it's partially the kid is Yosef. The fact that his father is going to come to school and you know protect him from the bullies doesn't mean the kid's not a Yosef. He's a Yosef. Baruch Hashem, he has a good adoptive parent. But the Minchas Chinuch says if the adoptive parent is your biological father, right? Because you're a ger and he's a ger, so then maybe the din of Yosef won't apply. So I think the Minchas Chinuch is telling us a certain din of our telling mitzvahs. And then see, is this kid is not a Yosef, he has a father. His father was a Miskayer, just like he was a Miskayer. So halakhically, they're not related. But I'll be about certain Din and Torah there, telling Matthias won't be affected. And therefore, halakhically, this kid is not a Yosef. Likewise, there's a discussion when it comes to Avelus for Gerim. Can they, or should they, sit Shiva for their non-Jewish relatives who are now halakhically not related to them? So there is a Ramban in Torah to Adam that questions why the Mishnah of Brachos tells us that in Mekablin Tachumin al Avadim and Tevi was Eved Kasher, he was Mekabel. So the Ramban wonders, it's not on the sheet, but he says Vani Tama al Ma Amru in Omdim Aleim Beshura Vein Omri Aleim Brichas Avelim. What's the Havmina? Even if the Avadim have children, there's no Avelus. So then the Raman says, "V'sheva nomer the Avav pi she'ein lehem she'er the inyan yuchsin is ablin hein al krovim." Maybe Avadim, even if they're not related to each other, they do sit shiva on each other. And the Rambam in Kovetz Aris and Siman Chafez explains from the sheet behind him, "Mishum the Avelus the tsara talyamil." So they came in hein krovim. The teva, apagam shal pidin, ein lehem kurva, Noag ben din avela. So avadim would sit shiva on each other, even though they're not technically halachically related. There's no chayis, but they feel bad for each other. They feel bad. The teva, they're related to teva. They're not related to halacha, but they're related to teva. And some halachas are tali b'teva. Some halachas are tali b'nsiyas. So the Chofetz Aris, points out this neged all the poskim in Shulchan Aruch. He wants to say this and this, and maybe that's why if somebody's karav died and there's some technical reason you don't want to tell them, you don't have to tell them. She says, well, how can I tell them? The guy is violating the surim. She says, no, he's not doing any surim until he has the tsar, the avail doesn't start. And he doesn't have tsar, he doesn't know about it. That's why you don't have to tell. But these halachas highlight the fact that even though Al-Pidin Gershon is got a kashin al-Dami, and really he has no halacha kurva, there's no mishpacha, but certain dinim are tali matzias, and if the matzias is that you have a son, you have a father, maybe you're not a yasa, maybe you're kind of purufu, maybe there's some avelus, etc. Now the last thing I want to do is just to point, to highlight the fact that it could be this whole din of Gerish Nizkara Kadosh Shal Dami is limited to certain types of Gerish. So for example, would this apply to Gerish the son of Ones? So there's a famous Maral Muhammad Megurariye in Bereshis Perek Mavav Pasuk Yud, he says that by Matan Torah it was Gerish Ones, based on Chazal that Kafan Leharki Yigus, and therefore the Maral says against the Meshech Chochma, that at Matan Torah the Jewish people were usher bekrovim even after Matan Torah. Right? After Matan Torah, you weren't allowed to marry your sister, because you still remained related to your krovim. You read, Vema Hakshas Dim Ken Yu Yotzi Mitzrayim Mutarim Bekroveyen, Takiblo Aleim Et HaTorah, Vela Noldu V'chiyuv, Yu Mutarim Bekroveyen, Ein Zekushya, Zehem Hechuchuchu Lekabel, Hakafalim Hakigigis Lekamon, From lo aminin v'zeh, the havi kikad neshanolet. So again, it's funny because we have a chos in the Meshech Chochma and the Maral, if after Matan Torah people were allowed to remain married to their krovim. The Maral says, for sure not, which would basically mean that Amram has to divorce his wife. But the Meshech Chochma says, no, of course, that's kuvah l'makor for Gershon Yiskayer, kikad neshanolet dami. And the Rufunder in the Pach Yitzchak has a whole how to explain this idea in Shavuot. So he has a Maimer Chof. He discusses this issue. The point is that if you choose to become a ger, so you're nichnas tachas kanfei shechina and you're kadosh shenola. If you're forced into it, maybe not. So that would be also not mina for a ger katan potentially. You know, it wouldn't have those dinim.
According to the takir of the fresh drachim, whether the davos were considered Jewish or not.
Uh huh.
So lechora, if you want to say that the davos were considered Jewish, you can't say that they really said what Am Yisrael became ger and kai kadosh shenola dami, and then they lost the connection to the avos.
I'm not sure if the davos really had Din Yisrael. Fine, but the point is, I guess that would be
the next,
whether or not you could even be called
Yisrael
Kula.
Right. Just another few distinctions you can make. The a classic ger is a ger who converts after he's born. But a ger who converts in utero, right, to haraso shalom v'tusha, v'leidas v'tusha, a woman converts when she's pregnant, the child is Jewish. That might be different. There's a machlokes Rishon about this issue. Rashi in Zvamos Tani Chesam and Aleph writes that in such a circumstance, the child is not called the Kadosh Shenola. Likewise, if the mother had twins, could be that also might be, they might be related to each other, might not be Kadosh Shenola. Meaning, even if you think that a regular case of Leidasa, Harasha Shalom Bektusha, Leidasa Bektusha, is Kadosh Shenola, you might say that if there were twins who were born together, and they were converted in utero, they are related to each other. Mizrach Rabbeinu David in Sanhedrin speaks about like a family conversion. If a woman converts with her daughter, so maybe then they're related more. The kids are what we saw here was the question of the makor of the din of Gerish Nizkar Kadosh Shel Adami, and the basic question of whether or not that means he's really reborn or just technical halacha for kurva. And even within the world of kurva, we highlighted the fact that certain dinim aren't taloi in you know, halacha korva, but they're telling metzias, and they're dinim, they're telling metzias, and those dinim would apply to a ger as well. And then we pointed out the fact that it seems that we can distinguish different types of geris, and maybe sometimes the ger is more of a katan shenolas, and sometimes he's not. Okay.